This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm not Hal Bidlack, but there are still plenty of reasons to look up. The moon is the only place in the universe other than the Earth where humans have walked. And because there's no wind or rain on the moon, any footprints left by the Apollo astronauts will last for millions of years. While there are four other moons in our solar system that are larger than Earth's moon, our moon is still pretty big at about a quarter the size of the Earth. And it's relatively close, so its gravity affects us every day as tides rise and fall. And in spite of what you might have heard, there's no dark side of the moon. It's true that only one side of the moon faces the Earth because it rotates on its axis at about the same rate as it orbits the Earth. If you could put a speedometer on the Earth's rotation here in southern Colorado, you'd see that we're spinning at a speed of about 700 miles per hour. At the equator, it's closer to 1,000 miles per hour. The Earth's about 24,000 miles around, so a spin rate of 1,000 miles per hour equals a day of about 24 hours long. The moon, however, is rotating at a speed of only 10 miles per hour. Therefore, a day on the moon lasts as long as the 28 Earth days it takes the moon to rotate around the Earth. And if you want to lose weight, get to the moon. If you weighed 150 pounds on Earth, you'd only weigh 25 pounds on the moon. If you'd like to take a closer look at the moon or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in the sky, please visit krcc.org for a link to information on monthly meetings and free public star parties. For 91.5 KRCC and the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, I'm Mike Purcell, telling you to keep looking up Southern Colorado.